Okay, Rabotai, just one quick halakha. Is a famous question that the poskim grapple with, where you have somebody from Chutz La'aretz that goes to Eretz Yisrael for the Hagim, and his intention is to return back to Chutz La'aretz. So how many days of Yom Tov does he keep? Does he follow the practice of Eretz Yisrael where he is, which is one day of Yom Tov, or does he follow the practice from where he came from, which would be 2 days? This question is brought down in the She'erot U'Tshuvot Avkat Rochel in Siman Chavav. Who is the Avkat Rochel? The Rabbi Yosef Karo Alav Shalom. Besides all the other books that he wrote, he also wrote a book on She'erot U'Tshuvot. And he brings this exact question down, and he says that the custom is that if somebody comes from Chutz La'aretz and he has intention to return, so he follows the minhag from where he came from. And therefore, he celebrates 2 days of Yom Tov, and he says, and we see it today all over Eretz Yisrael, they have binyanim on the second day of Yom Tov, and they take out the Sefer Torah, and they read the Haftarah, and they say the Musaf, and the Halil, and this is the common practice, and that's the way he comes out in Avkat Rochel. Amazingly enough, this is not a universally accepted opinion. There's a famous opinion of the Chacham Tzevi in his Teshuvot, and he actually says and comes out the opposite. He says, Adrabah, when somebody comes to Eretz Yisrael, he now follows the law, in this case, of Eretz Yisrael, and he only does 1 day. And he asks on himself, and don't ask me from the Gemara Pesachim that says that when somebody comes to a different place with intention to go back, he follows his old custom from where he came from, the stringencies of where he came from. He says that's only talking about a stringency, that if he decided to stay in the place, he still would be able to fulfill that stringency. For example, let's say he came from a place that doesn't work on Erev Pesach before Hatzot, and he goes to a place that works on Erev Pesach. So even if he wants to fulfill his stringency, he can. There's nothing wrong with being Mahmir and not working Erev Pesach. However, in this case over here, if the fellow decided to stay in Israel, he would not be allowed to follow 2 days of Yom Tov because it's Bal Tosif. So therefore, if he would stay, he would not be allowed to follow this practice. This is not a subject to the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim was only talking about Minhagim, that if he decides to stay, he could still adopt his Chumrah. But if he decides to stay in this case, he's not allowed to follow 2 days of Yom Tov because it's Bal Tosif. He's sitting in a sukkah an extra day. He's shaking new love an extra day. He's fulfilling, which is a sin. It's sinful. Therefore, he says, in such a case, you don't follow the minhag of where you came from. Adaba, you adopt the minhag of where you are. And therefore, he comes out 1 day. So we have a fantastic mahalokit over here. Avkat Rochel and the Hakam Sevi. Logic would tell us, it's a no-brainer over here. Avkat Rochel, it's Maran. Well, Maran, however, did not bring this case in Shulchan Aruch. He brought the reverse case. He brought the case where somebody goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, but he did not bring this case. Because of that, Rav Shmuel Salant, the great Rav of Yerushalayim, wanted to say, you see, Maran was Chozer Bo, and therefore, even though he said Avkat Rochel, why didn't he bring the Shulchan Aruch? Therefore, he came out actually like the Hakam Sevi. It should be pointed out, however, Hakam Avadya says absolutely not. Maran doesn't bring everything down that he brings down in Avkat Rochel. Maran only brings down, usually, as a general rule, things that are Befirush in the Rambam and in the Tur. This is not written in the Rishonim. So therefore, he relied on what he said in Avkat Rochel. And therefore, Hakam Avadya says, clearly we follow Avkat Rochel, and there's nothing to be doubtful about. To the extent, Hakam Avadya comes out with the following ruling. Let's say you have somebody that came from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and on the second day of Yom Tov, prayed the Amidah of Chol. He made a mistake. Everybody else was praying Chol. He prayed the Amidah of Chol. And he didn't say Ya'alev Yavo. He prayed regular full Amidah of Chol. So Chavo Yah says, you might want to say, well, Safek Barakot Nakir. Because according to the Hakam Sevi, he's right, it's Chol. According to Avkat Rochel, it's Yom Tov Sheni, Safek Barakot Nakir. He says, absolutely not. We don't say Safek Barakot Nakir B'mkom Minhag. And since the Minhag, Avkat Rochel testified that there's Binyanim in Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yom Tov, במקום מנהג אין אומרים ספק ברכות להכיר. Therefore, he comes out very, very clearly that if somebody comes to Eretz Yisrael with intention to go back, he would have to follow 2 days of Yom Tov.